Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, in the house. That Root built the war machine is here. To inform you, to educate you, to entertain you, to make your day a little bit funner and a little bit smarter. All right, here are the news stories of the day that I think you need to know about. If you listen to the evening news, you won't hear any of them. I pick the stories, and they are the exact opposite of anything you'd ever hear from the New York Times, LA Times, CNN, MSNBC, PBS, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, you name it. Or even Fox News and the Wall Street Journal, which are just completely rhino establishment Republican. So let's start with tonight's State of the Union. The latest poll is out. 61% of voters say the country is off on the wrong track ahead of Biden's State of the Union. 61%. Just a quarter of Americans say the U.S. is headed in the right direction. 61% say it is off on the wrong track. Furthermore, 50% of Democrats say the country is headed in the right direction under Biden. Can you imagine how stupid Democrats are? These are the dumbest people in the world. And they're communists, and they're scumbags. But nearly one-third, 32%, of Democrats say the country is on the wrong track. Another 18% unsure. They could be the dumbest of all. Duh! I'm unsure! These are the dumbest people in the world. I'm not sure who's dumber. A Democrat who thinks the country's on the right track, or a Democrat who isn't even sure. You know, you're not a smart Democrat, like one-third who say it's on the wrong track, and you're not a loyal Democrat, like the 50% who say it's on the right track. You know, they'd say that under Adolf Hitler or Joseph Stalin. But the 18% are just unsure. They're not loyal, and they're not smart. A majority of Republicans and independents, 86% of Republicans, 68% of independents, say the country is on the wrong track. Biden's approval underwater by double digits, 53% disapprove, 41% approve. And this is with Wag the Dog. In other words, I know this whole war is about one thing, and that's lifting up Biden's disapproval. And still, he's dead in the water. His approval on key issues, including COVID, has cratered. A plurality, 47%, disapprove of his handling of COVID. But, of course, they lift the mask requirements right ahead of the State of the Union address, which was just a purely a raw reaction to politics. That's it. There was never a reason to have a mask and never a reason to say, let's get rid of the mask, and never a reason to say, let's keep the mask. It was just pure politics all the way around. So as soon as they saw the negative ratings, they said, before the State of the Union, let's get rid of the mask. And many Republicans have chosen to boycott the State of the Union. Representative Chip Roy of Texas will not participate. He says, look, this is all a show. It's a theater. They got a fence up around the Capitol. Americans can't go visit their congressmen, can't go to the Capitol. They're requiring members of Congress to get tested. They continue the theater. Now they're trying to get out from under the mess they created, harming the American people. Representative Jody Heiss of Georgia will not be in the chambers with Biden and Pelosi. They're requiring tests. They're requiring all sorts of stuff to get in, and I'm just not going to participate. And the fact they're not allowing the American people to join us in the gallery and we're not allowed to bring gas. It's just a horrible thing. Senator Marco Rubio, Senator, Florida, plans to boycott Biden's speech. You got to show them I'm vaccinated. I took a test yesterday. They took my temperature. You know, all that stuff. That is what's happening now in America. It's what happens after 20 years of infusing Marxist thought process with into every aspect of our lives. And now we've come face to face with it, says Rubio. Representative Thomas Massey of Kentucky, skipping the State of the Union, skipping the testing requirement. I'm healthy, so I won't be taking a test for COVID, and I won't be attending the State of the Union. Representative Mary Miller, Republican, Illinois, now she's boycotting the speech on behalf of the American people who were fired because Joe Biden's White House strong-armed private employers to institute illegal vaccine mandates. Representative Matt Rosendale slammed Pelosi for politicizing the State of the Union to further the radical left's COVID-19 agenda. He says members of Congress should not be subjected to COVID-19 restrictions when the rest of the country has ended most mandates. No one is listening to you anymore, Nancy. Representative Andrew Clyde of Georgia, Bob Good of Virginia, I think they mean Bob Goodlatte. Isn't it Bob Goodlatte of Virginia? Are not attending as well. Hopefully there are many more, but those are the ones that are listed at this moment. The Job Creators Network has a Times Square billboard. Shows you what lack of common sense our country has. Demanding Biden stop buying Russian oil. Come on, Joe, this ain't hard. It's one of the nation's largest small business advocacy groups, the Job Creators Network, rolling out a new billboard in New York City's Times Square. The billboard calls on President Joe Biden to reject oil from Russia. Hey, Vlad, screw you, the billboard says in big white text. Nyet to Russian oil. Time for American oil. Drill more, pay less. Come on, Joe, this ain't hard. With each drop of oil we buy from the Russians, we are helping finance Putin's war in Ukraine and his march to crush freedom and democracy in Europe, says the Job Creators Network. All right. Just more stupidity. The whole war is stupid, by the way. I walked into five stores today, five. And everybody in this town, Las Vegas, knows Wayne Rudin. They all listen to my show, and they're all fans of mine. They all love me, and they all came up to me and said, Wayne, what about this war? What do you think about this war? And I guess they all expected me to say I'm on Ukraine's side. And I said, it's totally has dawned on me in the last 24 hours that everything I'm watching on TV is propaganda. I'm not on Russia's side. I'm not a fan of Putin. But I'm sure not on Ukraine's side. Something's wrong. We're being fed a line of propaganda. Stay out of it. I don't want my boys dying in this war. I got two sons. I don't want them anywhere near this war. So I'll just stay neutral. I don't want the United States involved in this war. Let them go fight their own wars, like Vietnam. None of our business. And every single person said, it's like a light bulb went off. Every one of them said, oh, wow, I've got sons. Or, oh, wow, I've got grandsons. Oh, wow, I never thought about that. I don't want my kids dying in Ukraine. It's like, geez, guys, do I need to slap you in the face? Wake up! You have kids that are military male age. And by the way, does it even matter now? If you have daughters who are 18 to 21, they'll draft them. Got a pretty little daughter? Pretty little thing? They'll send her to war, she'll come back mutilated or dead in a body bag. Sorry, guys, unless someone attacks my homeland, I don't need war. No more wars. I've had it. But here's a fact. If you really believe Ukraine's in the right, which they brainwashed you into believing, and I'm telling you, it's not correct. I'm not taking Russia's side. I'm not taking any side. I can't ever see being on Putin's side. Putin may be a madman. Putin may be a bully. Putin may drop nuclear weapons. Putin may bomb them with thermonuclear, which melts your organs. I'm not with Putin, but I'm not necessarily with Zelensky, whatever the hell his name is, at Ukraine. I'm certainly not with the country of Ukraine. And I'll tell you why. Because George Soros is one of the most evil men that's ever walked the earth. He is a horrible human being. George Soros is a scumbag. He's on the side of the Nazis as a Jew, on the side of the Nazis in World War II. How many Jews did you get killed, George Soros? He's a human scum. He's human garbage. He's a communist scumbag, intent on destroying the United States, democracy, freedom, and capitalism. He is the worst human being walking the world. They don't get worse than George Soros. And I was on Ukraine's side after watching the terrible propaganda in the media. I actually believed it for a minute. Until I watched George Soros say, that he backs Ukraine 100%, and we should all back Ukraine 100%. Every country should back Ukraine. Every citizen should back Ukraine. We got to get in the battle for Ukraine. When I heard George Soros say that, I knew instantly I'm either on the side of Russia or I'm staying out of it. So I'll just stay out of it. But something's wrong if George Soros is backing Ukraine. And I suspect maybe, just suspect, and I've had my buddy who's a military strategist, brilliant, brilliant guy, Joe, Colonel Joe, retired Colonel, U.S. Army. I've had him whispering in my ear, and he says that the people running Ukraine are communists, and that Putin is more of a capitalist. And these guys are out for the Great Reset. They are with Klaus Schwab's Ukraine is. They want the Great Reset. They want the whole New World Order to change. And they are communists. And Putin is a Christian coming after him. I don't know if that's true. I don't know who to believe. I don't know who's right. I know this much. I want no part of it. I don't want my kids dying there. I don't want your kids dying there. I want to stay out of it. But if you want to be in it and you think that we should be on the side of Ukraine, here's a fact. Biden has sanctioned more American oil than Russian oil. American consumers are punished while Putin gets rewarded with extra revenues. We're paying for Russia to attack Ukraine. We made Putin rich with green energy and bans on drilling in the United States and the closure of the pipelines in the United States and Canada. Biden and we are so dumb, we couldn't spell cat if you spotted us the C and the A. That's how dumb the leadership of the United States is. You guys couldn't spell cat if I spotted you the C and the A. Biden's a moron with dementia. And he's made it possible for oil prices to go through the roof and for all the buying to be from Russia and other enemies of the United States. Well, American companies are banned from drilling. Dumb, dumb, dumb.
An amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee with a money-back guarantee. Oh, I'm a poet and didn't know it. That's right. Money-back guarantee. Now, a lot of people say that, but they don't back it up for 25 years and have better than a 99% success rate. But you can be as skeptical as you want to be when it comes to getting healthy at the cellular level, to losing your fat, reversing all your illnesses and diseases, or virtually all of your illnesses and diseases. You can do this thing with a money-back guarantee. Come on, you skeptics. You've got to love that, man. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Lose your fat. Get rid of your medication. Get rid of your pain and agony. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades. decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Raw and unfiltered.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, Wayne on the Roots. Welcome to the show. For weeks, I've been telling you about a non-lethal weapon, Hero 2020. The website is hero2020.com. Hero has engineered a much more powerful solution than pepper spray in a can. It only takes a few minutes to learn how to use the Hero 2020. It has a laser sight to ensure that you will never miss. It does not require a concealed carry permit. It's perfect for anyone who wants to protect themselves and doesn't feel comfortable carrying a traditional handgun. Hero 2020 will stop an attack, and no one dies or gets seriously injured. Do what I did and protect yourself and your loved ones, and get Hero 2020 today at hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for a special discount. That's hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. Hero2020.com. All right, so I was mentioning when we went to the break how Biden has punished American consumers and American energy companies, and yet he's given lots of money to Russia, which has financed the entire war. And sure enough, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, Republican from Louisiana, said that President Joe Biden has not stood up to Putin and doesn't really stand with the Ukrainian people because his energy policies are funding Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He's handed Putin the checkbook with energy. Scalise's exact words, President Biden is acting like he's all supportive of Ukraine, that he's standing up to Putin. He hasn't stood up to Putin. He's handed Putin the checkbook, the financing tools to fund the war. Just a few weeks ago, President Biden put a ban, a freeze on all the oil and gas permits, all of them. This is after the federal courts pushed back on his cost of carbon limited federal lands ban that he put in place. He went even wider with it. We've got to call him out. I've called him out to reverse these policies immediately. You don't support the people of Ukraine. If you're funding the guy Putin who's invading Ukraine, if you're funding his war, which you're doing by importing oil because he shut off American energy, open up American energy. They keep talking about carbon. What's the carbon footprint of this war? What's the carbon footprint of Russian oil? It's higher than American oil. We have better standards. We should be making all of our energy and exporting to our friends and not taking in any from Russia. Agreed. And Nancy Pelosi got herself in some trouble today. Joe Biden's approval, 37% approved, 55% disapproved. The latest ABC News, Washington Post poll, 37% approved of Biden, 55% approved. And you know that it's crooked, a fake poll. They oversample Democrats. You know Biden's approval's in the 20s or the teens. Certainly it's in the 20s and Kamala's in the single digits. And yet House Speaker today, Nancy Pelosi, suggested Americans are uninformed about President Biden's agenda and what he has worked to do in the White House. And those who call the United States home are blessed to have Biden as president. Talk about delusional. Talk about a delusional old woman. I think she's got the same dementia as Joe Biden. Asked for a reasoning behind Biden's decline in polling, Pelosi told MSNBC host Andrea Mitchell she believes the president's work is misunderstood and that a State of the Union address will be very important because it will provide him with an opportunity to talk about it. For people who appreciate what the president has done and that working together with Congress, they know what it is, Pelosi said, whatever the hell that means. You need public sentiment. With it, you can accomplish almost anything. Without it, nothing. But people have to know to have public sentiment. Noting that people are still suffering in America, Pelosi said the issues that relate to the well-being of America are being well-served under Biden. There's no one who cares more. We're so blessed that he's president because we have to build America better, and that's what he's doing. Come on, the whole thing is ridiculous. The whole thing is so stupid. Absolutely idiotic. I think it's really important, she said, Pelosi, for people to understand the brilliance with which President Biden is conducting this. This is talking about the war in Ukraine. This is a man who served decades as the chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee. He knows the arena. He knows the personalities. May I point out to Madame Pelosi, otherwise known as the idiot, the moron, the fool, the empty space between the head is what the Indians call her. May I point out to Madame Pelosi that Biden is the only guy in the history of the U.S. Senate who's never gotten one single thing right in foreign affairs, ever. Everything he's ever weighed in on, he's been wrong on. Joe Biden is wrong on everything. That was when he had a mind. That was before he had dementia. There was actually gray matter in his mind. And Kamala Harris is the only person dumber than Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. Kamala Harris is blasted for claiming during a speech at the White House on Monday that American voters got what they asked for when they elected her and Joe Biden. Well, actually, she's right. They got what they asked for, right? The average person that voted for Biden asked for pain, asked for misery, asked for communism, asked for no jobs, high unemployment, asked for open borders, obviously. Asked us to leave $85 billion on the ground in Afghanistan. By the way, you think maybe if you liked Ukraine against Russia, we could have given them that $85 billion in equipment he left on the ground for the Muslim terrorists who hate America?
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
War now.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The New York State Department of Health is now reporting the effectiveness of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for young children has waned quickly during the Omicron surge. Within 1 month of being fully vaccinated, the effectiveness of the Pfizer shots against infection caused by the Omicron variant fell from 68% to just 12% in children ages 5 to 11 years of age. While they say the vaccine is still protective against severe disease, the shot's effectiveness against hospitalization hospitalization in that age group also dropped substantially, falling from 100% in December to just 48% by the end of January. The United Nations Refugee Agency said that now more than 660,000 people have fled from Ukraine into neighboring countries. They also said the situation is due to become Europe's largest refugee crisis of the century. Most of those seeking refuge have fled to Poland, Hungary, and Slovakia. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Trying to keep up with all of you. I get so many texts and so many emails, so much fan mail during the show, and I like to hear what you say because I might bring up that topic in the next segment. Might be something interesting for my fans, and all of you have such great ideas. So I'm looking at them in the breaks. How do you reach me? WayneRoot@gmail.com. I reserve my text number, my cell phone, obviously, for close friends. Not going to give that out on the air, but my email is WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website, RootForAmerica.com. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And it's official. Inflation is raging. Gold is through the roof. Gold's going up almost every single day. When there's war, you want gold. When there's stock market uncertainty or volatility, you want gold. Gold up today dramatically. It's now chugging real close to 2,000 an ounce. It's at 1,450 or so. And silver is back up above $25 per ounce. And when you have problems in the world and you have uncertainty, you want to turn to gold. When you have inflation and supply chain issues, you want to turn to gold. So how do you do it? Well, my friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on any and all precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years experience and billions of dollars in transactions, billions with a B. If you want help with gold, silver, platinum, they guarantee you the best prices and the best customer service. When you say war, I'm with war, I'm a fan of war, I'm a friend of war, I'm with Wayne Allyn Root, call 800-300-8441. Guaranteed best prices in the country, guaranteed best customer service. 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments. All right, we got our guest here, Ben Armstrong, who is really a first-time guest about a month ago. Actually, it was probably about 2 weeks ago, and I said, let's get him on regularly, and here he is again. I think he's about to become a regular guest on the Wayne Allyn Root Show, because I think he's great. He's the host of the Ben Armstrong Show at TheNewAmerican.com, TheNewAmerican.com, and you can see all his latest shows at that same address, TheNewAmerican.com. Ben Armstrong, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Oh, Wayne, thanks for having me back on. I really appreciate it. I was listening to you in your other segment, and I was like, get him, Wayne. You were on fire, baby. I loved it.
Yeah, and I know we're mostly going to be talking in this segment about Ukraine and Russia and the war and nuclear possibilities, what's out there. But let me mention another topic, which I'm sure you noticed. I got to think, Ben, that you noticed a video that went viral of a kind of a crazy conservative who thought he'd hit the jackpot and met the governor of Nevada inside a Mexican restaurant not far from my home in Summerlin here and went crazy, went off on the governor, cursed him out. You never saw it?
I did not see that.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to send it to you. I've got to send it to you because he cursed him out and told him you're bought and sold and owned by China and you're a bad guy and you let people die by banning hydroxychloroquine. You're a murderer and people like that should get the gallows. They should be hanging you. Get out of this restaurant. He chased him out of the restaurant and the governor literally ran for his life and hid in his car and drove away. What he was doing out without police escort, I have no idea. I've never seen him out without police before, without state troopers, but he made a bad decision. So the point I was going to make to you was, all the media here in Nevada are up in arms about it. They're saying what a terrible person the citizen was. And I see it completely differently. Yes, I wouldn't have used the F word 20 times against the governor. You know, I probably wouldn't have said that you should hang, you mother effer. I probably wouldn't have said that. Wayne Root doesn't do things like that. But I think if the politicians, Ben, are going to treat us horrible, and they're going to rig and steal elections, and they're going to destroy middle-class jobs, and they're going to force our kids to be masked and vaccinated against their will, and they're going to ask us to lose our jobs if we won't vaccinate against our will, and they're going to open the borders, and they're going to ban the only things that work against COVID, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and therefore we die. I think there's a point where maybe people are a little angry, and maybe they want to let it out and scream, and in a free speech society, I think you have a right to say whatever you want to say. If you don't like it, then the governor should leave the room, or he shouldn't go out without his security. But I'm on the guy's side. He was a little bit profane, and maybe a little bit carried, you know, too far, but in the end, that's how angry I think my fans and your fans are at all these Democrats who have ruined our country and are trying to literally kill us with a vaccine and with lockdowns and destroy our jobs and our businesses. So people are mad, and that's what you're going to get, and you better start accepting it.
Yeah, I agree that people are mad, and they do need to express that they're angry. I wouldn't do it that way, the way you've described.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either.
Yeah, but in some aspects, it's shocking how much they've been able to shred the Constitution, destroy all of our constitutional rights, basically, illegally, and then they haven't had much pushback. And I would think they would expect there would be some crazy people, but I think maybe it's because they know most of the crazy people like that are on their side and belong to Antifa and burn down our cities. And they know that we're the kind and nice people, so they try to take advantage because they know we're the polite ones who follow the rule of law. They don't follow the rule of law on the other side. They don't care what the law says, and they're the ones destroying it. I used to always tell people, like, when I would go into stores, when everyone else is wearing masks, and I would tell my family and my kids, we're going in as an example. I don't care. We're not wearing masks, even though they had the signs up and the mask mandates, and it didn't matter. We walked right through, and the person would try to get us to wear a mask. I'd say, nope, and walk in. They'd have to come and say that I'm kicked out. Most of the stores would not come and say I'm kicked out. They would just not bother you after you say no. You just walk in. But I did that as an example to try to get other people to do that, and hoping that it would lead to other people. Eventually it did, but I was shocked at how people were afraid to do that. And so I would try to tell them, you got to have the mindset, they're the ones breaking the law, not you. When they tell a church you have to shut down, the churches are supposed to say, that's unconstitutional. I don't listen to tyrants who are breaking the law. You're the criminal, not me. And we did not have that attitude as a whole, and they did a whole lot, and it took a lot for us to scratch and claw back to where we are now.
Well, that's what caused this guy to go, you know, freak out on the governor. You know, and I like to use my father's old saying, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. The media in Las Vegas is so up in arms, and all over the country, they brought this viral video up, and I've got to send it to you, Ben. You got to see it. The guy is over the top. I get it. He probably scared the hell out of the governor. It seemed like he wanted to kill him. But he didn't touch him. He didn't touch a hair on his head. He just chased him out of the restaurant and said, you shouldn't even be out in public. You're such a murderer and such a bad guy. And I think we need to study words versus actions. Words are allowed. They're legal, even if you don't like them. But actions, I'm more concerned with the bad actions of evil Democrats who have hurt our children, maybe mentally, psychologically hurt them for life, all over politics, who rigged elections, who opened the borders, who are ruining our country, who have taken away policemen's jobs, firemen's jobs over illegal vaccine mandates. I'm worried about BLM that burned the cities to the ground. No Democrat cared about any of those actions, and meanwhile, they're worried about one guy's words who offended with foul language a governor. I just think it's time to say actions when you're an evil guy are more important than words. That's all. That's the only thing I'm saying.
Sure. I totally understand, and you're 100% right. Actions are what matter, but they want to criminalize thought.
Right.
They want to be the thought police. And we have to understand that's really what they're aiming for. They want you scared to be afraid to even think conservative because they want it to be illegal that you have your thoughts. That the whole point of saying the January 6th stuff and calling Trump a terrorist is really just so that they can criminalize conservative thought.
Right.
And if people don't know that, if they just think it's just politics as usual, it's not. But we're in a way worse situation than that right now with what's going on with Russia, I have to say.
All right, so let's get to that. Although I just want to throw in one point that follows up yours. Truckers. They wanted to arrest the Canadian truckers. It's part of that same thing you're talking about, to scare other people from ever having dissent against the government. It's called civil disobedience. The truckers didn't hurt anyone. They didn't kill anyone. They didn't touch a hair on anyone's head. But they threw them in jail. They're rotting in Canadian prisons. And they've taken their trucks. And I heard the government is selling their trucks. And they're all so selling off their dogs, for gosh sakes. This is putting the fear of Jesus into people. In America, as an example, we have a trucker's convoy headed for D.C. And it's pretty big, but I think it would have been far, far bigger, except they got so scared when the bank accounts were frozen and people's truckers' dogs were taken away. This is all about scaring the average citizen that you don't have a right to protest or dissent. That's what this is all about. But let's get to the issue you came on the show for, and that is, how close are we, Ben Armstrong, to a nuclear conflagration that could change the world for all of us forever?
We are way closer than people think. And what I mean by way closer, I mean it could happen tonight. And a lot of people don't even understand this. And look, I think the election was stolen. And the people in Washington, D.C. have basically given the middle finger to the American people. And they've put a fence up to say screw you to the American people as if they own Washington, D.C., as if they're separate, like we the people aren't the government and it's theirs, and they tell us what to do. That's what that fencing really represents there. And all that is happening, and I'm saying that because these are not great people, but I still know they're human beings, and they are being so stupid that they are putting their own lives in danger. You have Vladimir Putin, who said if you escalate this, and I was screaming about people not escalating this by taking the Russians off the SWIFT. They didn't even do these kind of financial attacks during World War II when the Nazis were going running around. You do that, you are declaring war on Russia. But Putin said if you do that, that's an act of war, and it will be met with severe consequences that the world has never seen before. That, to me, indicates he's threatening nuclear war. Okay.
Hey, Ben, hold it for 1 second. Hold that thought. We'll come right back with you. We're going to a break. The music is on. We just got to run to a break and get a little sponsors in, a little news in, a little other stuff, as usual, all around the country. So stay with us. Wayne Allyn, The Root's on fire. Wayne Allyn, Raw and Unfiltered. Ben Armstrong's my guest. He's the host of the Ben Armstrong Show, which you can find at thenewamerican.com. More with Ben Armstrong. Wayne Allyn in a sec.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see My Pillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, Wayne Alaroot, we're back. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Energized Health. And they're regular guests on the show. You heard John Jubilee just yesterday, the owner and founder of Energized Health. And Energized Health, to sum it up, is just the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Energized Health changed my life, and the proof isn't just how I look. I did lose 25 pounds of fat, mostly interbody visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. And I've kept the fat off for about 15 months now, and I'll be on this program for life because it is sustainable. It's easy. But don't take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in the history of this show. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming the lives of my fans. My fans report losing huge amounts of fat, throwing out their prescription drugs, gaining energy, and enjoying the best health in their lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering any fan of Wayne Root, just say war, you get 40% off. It's the 40% off Wayne Root Decisive Action Discount. Just say war, you get 40% off. Go to EnergizedHealth.com or call them directly at 888-444-8895. Change your life. Make the decision to change your life. That's why it's called the Decisive Action Discount. 40% off, say war, 888-444-8895. Ask for John Jubilee. He will personally take care of you, even though it's a national company and he deals with clients all over the country. He says he deals with hundreds and hundreds of Wayne Root clients from all 50 states, and he appreciates this show so much. 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. We're back with my guest, Ben Armstrong, of The Ben Armstrong Show. You can find the show at thenewamerican.com. And, Ben, it's funny because I got a text in the break. I keep getting emails and texts from my friend who's a former United States Army colonel and a former military strategist. And he says, your guest, Ben, makes some great points, but he may not even realize that just in the last hour, the USA committed to sending Stinger missiles to Ukraine. We have really crossed the red line now, and it's an historic tie to killing Russians in Afghanistan, and it's guaranteed to anger Putin and the Russians. I guess he's trying to say it will remind Putin of what we did to the Russians in Afghanistan by arming the people of Afghanistan against them, and it's guaranteed to anger Putin and the Russians. So I guess since you and I spoke, it's actually gotten even worse. And again, you know, we're probably closer now to a terrible war and to a terrible nuclear or EMP attack than we've been since the Russian missile crisis in the early 1960s.
Yeah, it's way worse than the Cuban missile crisis. Way worse. And the American people, I don't think, are grasping that. There is, like, I keep seeing people on TV talking about the possibility of nuclear war, but they all brush it off like it could never happen. And if it were to happen, I don't think we would respond. And a lot of people don't understand that either. Because
tell me what you mean. Why would we not respond? Why would we not respond?
Well, A, first, you have liberals that believe any nuclear war is a no-win situation. They say this. And I don't think these hardcore environmentalists would launch even if we got hit. Secondly, and I know that's hard to believe, but they are Earth worshippers, I'm telling you. Secondly, Putin doesn't care. He's not. And he has Mach 9. I mean, ballistic missiles that are hypersonic that go 9 times the speed of sound. And if they launch from submarines right off our coast, they can hit our cities in seconds. And we won't know because they're coming from the ocean exactly who hit us. We're not even on alert. They are. The Russians are on the highest alert possible, meaning they've got the codes in, the keys are turned, they just need an order. And we're not going on alert. We have the White House saying they're not going to go on alert. And we have the State of the Union tonight. And strategically, it's very dangerous. I'm saying I don't like these people in the White House, but they're human beings and they're stupid, because why would you gather all of your leaders when you have Putin saying, I'm going to nuke you? And you're going to gather all your top leaders in one place tonight. And that only happens once a year. And even though I'm saying this, they won't care, because I'm a Trump supporter and think that I'm just trying to do it to say that to warn them or scaremonger so that, you know, Biden doesn't give the State of the Union. But I think they're foolish for doing it.
Well, it's funny because Colonel Joe, retired United States military strategist, sent me another text, and it sounds like exactly what you just said. This was probably about 15 minutes ago. He says, I think the real reason the State of the Union will not have a full audience is we are legitimately scared that Putin could kill our entire government with one missile. So it's interesting that a military strategist says that, exactly what you just said, Ben, and that we should be a lot more concerned than we are, because we are pushing Putin and really putting him in a corner where he has no choice. He's a macho guy. He may be a madman. I don't know if he is or he isn't, quote unquote, a madman, but he's a macho guy. You're making him react. He's got to do something to keep up his macho image. If we embarrass him and cut off his entire finances of Russia, you know, you may taunt this guy and find out that it's not a good idea to do that.
I 100% agree, and I just don't think we're taking it seriously. It honestly almost seems spiritual, man. I can't explain these things. The same people that panicked over COVID-19 when I'm calm and telling people, calm down, it's not even a dangerous thing, and all these people are flipping out. When we have a guy saying, I'm going to blow you up with nuclear weapons, I'm on the highest alert, and everyone's like, no, that's not a big deal. It doesn't make any sense. I feel like I'm living in the Twilight Zone.
Maybe we should listen. That's what I said about, you know, I'm Jewish. That's what I said about Jews in Nazi Germany. Hitler said, I'm going to kill you and wipe you out. Maybe they should have listened and left. My relatives left. A lot of them stayed. Big mistake. Ben Armstrong, the Ben Armstrong Show. Thank you for coming on the show. God bless.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
.com.